You guys have to forgive me. I fell off one of my feed trucks about 8 years ago, and it's come to the point where I've got to get my right hip replaced. Then 3 weeks ago, I swear to God, I sneezed and threw out my lower left back. When I came up to Lee Summit to speak, I couldn't hardly get off the stage. I told my kids the other day, I'm like one hiccup away from being in a scooter. I want to say something. When Glenny called and said, "Well, we're going to feed everybody a big home-cooked meal. Then we're going to give them home-cooked desserts. Then we're going to sell 40 pies. Then we're going to have about 14 people speak. Would you mind being the last speaker?" I said, "Hell, sign me up. That sounds good to me." And the last thing I want to say, Russ Carnahan, I want to tell you about the sacrifices that your party chair is making, if I could for a second. I watched Russ Carnahan at 1 o'clock this afternoon eat a pulled pork sandwich the size of a hubcap off of the 57 Pontiac at the State Fair. And here he is tonight taking a hit for you guys, eating another full meal and a piece of pie. And he's going to be munching on pie on the way home all the way to St. Louis. So let's give him a hand for the sacrifices that he made. All kidding aside, he's a huge supporter. Listen, I'm going to make this quick because we have a lot of pies to auction. I started talking about rural issues a long time ago, but what got me motivated to get out there and go all over the country and talk about rural America is you've heard some of these great public servants here talk about the fact that there's a cloud brewing out there. And the cloud brewing over rural America is the darkest cloud out there right now. You know, Will Rogers used to say, it's one of my favorite quotes, and some of you have heard it before, when they asked Will Rogers, how do people learn in rural America? He said, well, some learn by reading, some learn by observing, and the rest of them just have to pee on the electric fence for themselves. And there's a lot of peeing on the electric fence going on in rural America right now. But we can change that. I got into this because I was tired of hearing two things. One, we only need 3% of rural America to vote Democrat, and we can win the presidency, the House, and the Senate. Well, by golly, I'm a rural American, and I kind of want a school board that doesn't ban books. I want a county clerk that believes in free and fair elections. I want a health department that doesn't think vaccines were sent up from the bowels of hell by the devil himself. And the second reason I got into this is because I don't give a damn what every pundit in this country says. 33% of us in rural America didn't vote for this dumbass. I get a little fired up when I talk about that. We've got three things that are critical to rural America. I'll make this quick. You know what they are. You talk about them yourselves. Healthcare. Before they passed this big bullshit bill, there were 700 hospitals in rural America that were in danger of closing. Now that they've passed it, that number could be as high as 2,100. Speaking as a kid that got his left arm caught in the power takeoff in a tractor when he was 12 years old, and laid out on the ground for an hour and 50 minutes waiting for an ambulance to show up, and only by the grace of God did I not die there, I kind of liked it when the Democrats stepped up and said, we're going to build rural hospitals around this country so that people can get treatment within the golden hour. As a father with three sons, but most importantly a daughter, and five grandchildren, three of them girls, I like the idea of them being able to get reasonably priced, medically available health care anytime they need it as they grow up. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to give you a homework assignment. On August 26th, it's a Tuesday, go out to back40official.com and look at our calendar. We're going to be doing a nationwide telephone town hall with the National Rural Healthcare Association. And we're going to talk about what this bill means for rural America. But you can rest assured that it means the same thing for our inner cities. It means the same thing for our suburbs. We're going to talk about what the cuts are going to do, and we're going to talk about what we can do to mitigate for these cuts. And I want to tell all of you on the front lines in Jefferson City, you're not just elected officials. I get that. You're the last people standing against these draconian measures that are coming. And I'm committing to you right now. I don't care how much blood, sweat, toil, and tears we've got to put into this. We've got your back. We've got your back. The second issue, our schools. Have any of you heard about this nut job out in Idaho? I'm going to go on Jamie Patricoff's podcast next month, and I was talking about to one of the people that produces his show, and they were telling me about this NPR podcast where they highlighted this guy and the white Christian nationalist movement in this country. And I made the mistake of going out and listening to season two of American Exceptionalism. If you want to have the hell scared out of you, go listen to season two of American Exceptionalism. How about a country where women don't have the right to vote? But don't worry, ladies, you can ask your husband, and if you can convince him to vote the way you want to vote, your vote will still count. The guy leading this made the comment the other day, it takes no talent to have babies, anybody can do it.
Men can't.
I don't know, I watched my wife had four, and I'll tell you right now, there ain't no way in hell anybody could do it. My point is this. Everything that this administration does is a grift, but when it comes to privatization, when it comes to taking money out of our rural schools and sending it to private schools where 75% of the kids that get that money are already enrolled, it's not just about the grift, it's about indoctrination, and you can count on that. I am a proud Episcopalian. After I hurt my arm, I walked down that aisle at the Brighton United Methodist Church, and I said, Jesus, I need you. But I'll tell you this, the only person that's going to teach my kids and my grandkids who they're going to worship and then give them the decision to make up their own minds when they reach that age is me and my children. And then the last thing I want to talk about, did you ever see a president when he looks at rural ag policy, he looks like a cow looking at a new gate? Some of you get that. This guy's absolutely pulled out the rug from under American farmers in this country. I went to Washington, D.C. 2 months ago, and I met with some of the largest sustainable agriculture bankers in this country. They had $7 trillion of assets under their management. And I had ag banker after ag banker tell me that our row crop farmers in this country, because of the markets that have closed down, 38% of our foreign markets have gone away. Corn and soybeans are selling 25 cents under the bread. I don't have to tell you guys up here. You know. We could see bankruptcies as high as 15% amongst our farmers in rural America at the end of this year. And I know, FAFO, right? I get it. But you know who gets hurt when the food supply breaks? It ain't the wealthy people in this country. It's those poor kids that don't have the food in their belly. Farmers are putting crops in the ground, banking on subsidies and not on the profits from their crops. And there's one guy that caused it. We've got to support our hospitals. We've got to support our schools. And we've got to have better ag policy and better economic policy in rural America. I'm going to close by saying this. Every time I hear somebody say there's not a difference between the two parties in this country, I tell them bullshit. Mm-hmm. When my dad died when I was 5 years old and we didn't have a place to live, and the Republican Party said, you're a burden to this country, it was the Democratic Party that made sure we had a roof over our head in the form of public housing. When the cupboards in our kitchen were bare and the Republicans said, go to your church or go find a family member, it was the Democratic Party that gave us that funny money that we could take down to the grocery store and buy food to feed our family. When my mother stepped up to the plate and went back to college to earn herself a degree to support her family and the Republicans said, we're not going to pay for it, it was the Democrats that gave her a Pell Grant to go back and get that degree. When I laid out on the ground as a 12-year-old kid wondering if I was going to die, and the Republicans say that's just how it is, it's the Democrats that have fought for the rural hospitals that would make that same trip now a 36-minute trip instead of an hour and 50 minutes. And when I became a single dad and my health care went from zero on Friday to $1,200 a month on Monday, and the Republicans said, well, should have stayed married. It was the Democrats that stepped up and said, you know what? Your kids are an investment. Three of them have college degrees now. One is a U.S. steel worker, union proud. And over the course of their lifetime, they'll pay for a hell of a lot more than 4 years of daycare in school. This is the last thing I'm going to say. People get discouraged. They get down. They wonder if we can win. There are going to be other little kids out there like little Willie whose mom or dad passes away. We got to fight for them. And you can't tell me that the party that believes in people, the party that walked those bridges back in the day, the party that stands up for the power of the people, that feeds the world, that builds schools in rural America, that believes everybody has a right to love who they want to love, that believes a woman ought to have the right to the autonomy to her own body and shouldn't die because some man somewhere who doesn't get that think it's the wrong thing? You can't tell me that that party can't defeat the party of the rich, the party of the powerful, and the party that doesn't get it. So you get my back, I'll get yours, and we'll take this thing to the end.